This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if there's a great granddaddy of the Liberty Movement in this country, who's living and walking around, you have to say it's Ron Paul. There's a great grandma, it'd have to be Phyllis Schlafly. And the head of the Eagle Forum is going to be joining us coming up in 1 hour to discuss what she thinks the 2014 realignment means, and is there a chance to get true constitutional views expressed in the Republican Party looking ahead to the field in 2016. So we'll look back at last week's election, and then we'll look forward as well. Dealing with 2016 and how critically important it is. Phyllis Schlafly, constitutional lawyer, activist, author, and founder of the Eagle Forum, joins us today. We'll send another tweet out explaining that one of the founding grand dame, or however you want to say it, probably the most influential constitutional conservative living woman is joining us to discuss 2016. So that's really what's going on today with Phyllis Schlafly joining us in 1 hour. That said, this is one of those days, there's always a lot of news, but this is one of those days where I really hate myself because I know full well there's no way I can cover all this. But I have a tendency, though, to never get started. So I'm just going to get started right now. Out of everything we've got here in front of us, just look at this headline at Infowars.com, and we have the clip from C-SPAN. Obamacare architect, lack of transparency was key to fooling stupid Americans. And guys, will you pull me up the Fox News Ezekiel Emanuel, who was the guy that wrote most of it? If you say anybody's an architect, it's him, but this guy's a big part of it as well. They introduce him as an architect. Jonathan Gruber, Democratic Party operative. And he said lack of transparency was key to deceiving stupid Americans. This will be their downfall. When you study criminology, these people get off on dishonor. They get off on sitting around with their friends making fun of people. The ether in which they live, the sea in which they swim, is public ignorance. Christ said the people perish for lack of knowledge. I think the Bible says it 5 or 6 times. Knowledge is power. You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. I mean, I read the subsections where it had death panels and doubled your prices and had 21 taxes in it and was a giant tax screw job from hell. And I just got called racist by MSNBC. And I wasn't hurt that they called me names myself. I was hurt that they were so evil, that they were such a pack of willful crooks preying on America with their trendy, non-threatening voices and ironic glasses, all meant by PSYOP generals to annihilate this country. And I'm just sick of looking at giant piles of dishonorable crap. We haven't figured out who did it around the office, but I've told the crew, use my Twitter to send out your articles and stories and send out your tweets on my tweet. Just make it clear that it's you tweeting, not me, unless you hear a quote of something I said and want to send it out. Somebody sent out a thing saying, you know, you're not going to get our guns, Molon Labe, mother effers. And I'm not a guy that likes to use profanity on air, but at this point I just said, you know what, whoever did it, give them a medal. Because I just can't put up with these crooks anymore, and that's what they are. A bunch of arrogant, crazed people in our face. I mean, there's got to be 20 videos of Democratic operatives on television saying they're going to screw us and laughing at us. Zuckerberg calling us dumb effers. Listen, pal, I'm not a dumb effer, and I don't like you. crapping on me and trying to rub it in. And let me tell you, you little arrogant pieces of crap, it's your arrogance bragging that's going to bring you down. That's what always brings crooks down. We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gun.
And I hope that judge ain't blind.
I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars and Nightly News. Find show times and more at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we have the Sunday transmission. Well, I got up at about 6:15 this morning, and I went over to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I saw this headline by Paul Watson that I think we should red link and then add the Ezekiel Emanuel quote to it as well. And I saw the quote, Obamacare architect, quote, lack of transparency was key to fooling stupid Americans, close quote. And so I went over to the C-SPAN panel discussion, and there was this nobody of the system, working through the system, a parasite his whole life, in my view, in my opinion, giddy and gibbering and blurting it out. that it was a lack of transparency and deceiving what was really in the bill and hiding the fact that it was really a tax. And that the ignorance of the electorate is how they got it done. And if you look at psychology, if you look at criminology, this is what sociopaths and psychopaths do, is they revel in getting together in their confabs, in their conclaves, in their gaggles, in their murders. That's what a large group of crows is called, a murder. They like to get together like ring race around their victim and celebrate their open power. Yes, you've seized the country. Yes, you have a private bank called the Federal Reserve and ruling us for 101 years this December. Yes, you've dumbed down the public from the smartest, toughest, most creative group in the world to the one of the dumbest, most pathetic groups on average. But there's still kernels of greatness there. There's still the ghost of the republic that could rise like a phoenix. But the spirit of George Washington, it's missed. That's why you fear it. Because you know countries and ideas can rise like the phoenix, like Lazarus from the dead. And so you celebrate your open evil. Obamacare architect, lack of transparency was key. Key. Understand, folks, they wrote it. We read the subsections. We knew what it would do. And they had CNN, MSNBC call you racist, call you anti-woman. Rush Limbaugh's getting ready to sue the Democrats. I think he should. I could sue him. My lawyer says, yes, you'd win. I've got listed Texas Monthly, actually the top lawyer. He's been number three once, number one another time. The point is yes, I could win, but what's the point? You guys discredit yourselves. Obamacare architect, lack of transparency was key to fooling stupid Americans. And again, if you study criminology, they always get bolder and bolder. Psychopaths, on average, will kill one person a year. Be very fastidious about how they do it. Get away with it for 10, 20, 30 years. Then suddenly they go crazy and start killing somebody every week and get caught. They'll start dumping dead bodies out at the police station. They'll start mailing the cops taunting letters. I mean, everybody knows about it. It's famous. That's what this is. They're reckless and they want to be destroyed. They want to be caught. Because dominating us and destroying us isn't enough. They want us to know, and they want some more risk in it because it makes it funner for them. A lot of people rob banks and stuff, not just for the money. They like the excitement. Like the Judas Priest song, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. In a newly uncovered video, which is public, Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber, what a perfect name. Nothing against German names, but Gruber admits that a lack of transparency was key in getting the Affordable Care Act passed because the stupidity of the American voter, that's a close quote, would have otherwise killed the bill. From 2009 to 2010, Gruber, a professional and professor of economics at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, served as a technical consultant to the Obama administration, during which time he helped craft the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as the giant Rape the American People Death Panel Screwjob Act. Excuse me, I didn't. The Monumental Galactic Fraud Act. Remember when Obama came out with the phone number 1-800-FU? It actually spelled out the whole thing. And then they released another one that said, like, screw you. People said, wait, there's no, it's not an accident. They're here to destroy you and your family. I'm going to play the clip. And I'm going to play Ezekiel Emanuel, who wants death panels and to kill people at 75, saying the same thing. Do you understand? It's meant to wreck the system, period. Well, know why I'm angry? I don't know. When somebody says, they're screwing me and my family and your family and laughing at me while they do it and trying to wreck the healthcare system to get government control and death panels, not just for the troops. See, wherever you have government control is an example of how you live. I knew 6 years ago they'd started completely, they'd already been abusing them. They started putting troops on no treatment list. Joe Biggs is basically on one. No matter how many times he goes back, he can't get surgery for a bad knee, internal bleeding, all sorts of stuff. They put you, whether you're 25 or 75, on a list and you don't get health care. And then it came out that they're on a death list, don't treat. It's not even ration care. See, in England, it's the same system. It's a socialist eugenic system. I watch the parliamentary hearings all the time on C-SPAN. You'll have an operable brain tumor that's 97% operable in the particular speech I saw. And Tony Blair was prime minister at the time. He admitted it. And the opposition got it and said, we have thousands of people waiting for lung surgery, heart surgery, brain surgery, where it's operable, but you make them wait 18 months and they die. And then they gave the example of the brain tumor that's operable if it's done within a few months, but they make the guy wait a year. By then, the brain tumor killed him. Tony Blair said, yes, it's true. We've messed up their problems. See, they'll admit they, quote, messed up. No, it's on purpose. And then say they're going to fix it. FEMA really messed up. We need double funding. They always mess up, and they need more power to get it fixed. No, they're not messing up. The mid-level and low-level compartmentalized people go, why is this agency so screwed up? Why do we do this? Why am I, okay, the computer says don't give you treatment, but I'm not supposed to tell you that. I guess it's they don't have enough resources, but we're all sitting around here. We could do surgeries. Just says prescribed pills. That's what Obamacare is. It's globalized where the doctors can't make decisions. Do you understand that? This is it. You want Canadian or British health care? Paul Watson a couple years ago was coughing up blood for 3 weeks, had horrible strep in his lungs, kept going to the state-run system, couldn't get to private care until they authorized him. They have to give you permission to then go to a private clinic. They kept giving him a little pack like the military does with some aspirin, Tylenol, and stuff in it. And he had stuff eating his lungs, and they wouldn't give him help. That's government control. Do you understand? And now it's all happening. And you're getting double, tripling of your premiums. Now they say, get ready. It's about to go up even more. Everyone I know, it's roughly doubled. Everyone. Some Texas plans, like Humana, we showed has gone up 500%+. We'll show the headline. Do you understand? And then they get up on television. Listen to him. Like being Machiavellian and lying is a huge advantage. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage, he added, and basically call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really critical for the thing to pass. Look, I wish Mark was right that we could be transparent, but I'd rather have this law than not. So he's saying, we premeditatedly lied to you on purpose, on television, to bring in something that makes healthy people pay more. And they're sitting around with Democrats going, I'm sorry, we've got to deceive people. Do you understand? These are not liberals. Now, this guy may be a useful idiot and believes it's good to have a socialist system. It's not even a socialist system. It's a eugenics fascist system. Let's go to the clip of Gruber.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, unless I have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, things I wish it could change. But
yeah, there you go. Go ahead and lie to reporters. Yeah. The whole clip's up on Infowars.com if you don't want to get nauseated. Of course, he's being deceptive here as well. We're going to lie to people, bring in the screw job, so healthy people can pay for sick people. No. No, it's phasing out the free health care that the states and cities and charities had and federalizing everything. And let me tell you, this economist knows. I can look at those little piggy eyes. And these people that are into evil and deception are weak. So they decided to cheat in life to defeat those of us that are moral. And then they've also dumbed down the general public. So even if you're moral, you're this well-meaning, bleeding heart that goes, I want to do Obamacare to help people. You know, there's rich people. We need to make them pay. Stop being such chumps. Stop being such morons. Collectivism never works on a mass scale because it's too complex and the elite set it up as a tyranny. Collectivism does work communally with agreement in very small groups of less than 100. But that isn't what we're talking about. There's natural collectivism and false collectivism. Stay with us.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117 or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
By the way, we just joined us. Anthony Gucciardi went up to Dallas this weekend to investigate. You know, we had a medical doctor on 3 weeks ago. It made national news out of Missouri, who named the hospital where doctors had told him that people that they appeared to have Ebola were being disappeared. Then we had senior Border Patrol people on record, off record. It became a national news story, but died. Well, Anthony, this weekend, went up to Dallas to investigate. And the doctors are very scared. They think the hospitals are going to get the liability and the blame for being part of this cover-up. You know, the Forbes writer last week came out and said he was at a press conference with the CDC head and that the AP and everybody were talking about how they'd agreed to cover up what appeared to be Ebola cases. So it's confirmed now. And what Anthony discovered, I don't even know if I want to get him on today. I think I might want to write articles about it and then not gather more proof, but just think about this story and how we want to put it out. Not to spin it. I just need to mull it over because it's real bad. This country is so screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. The public has no idea what's going on because they're blissfully ignorant and they're counting on our ignorance. I used the example 50 times the last few months. The Border Patrol said we've been ordered to stand down in January. It took us 4 or 5 months to go down and confirm it. And then the New York Times had to admit it a month later that they load them on buses and give them vouchers, our government does, at the border and ship them wherever they want to go. And then Border Patrol agents came out and said, we complete the smuggling process on Fox News, triple confirming what we reported. But we showed the emergency manager in the city of McAllen saying, no, we're here, and they give them the vouchers, and we load them on buses. We were sent down there by an ICE whistleblower. We met with them in a hotel room. They didn't even want their voice recorded. We're going to send reporters back down there. And the reason I raise this is, if they can hide bringing millions of people in, and let me tell you, it's millions. It's 300,000 kids they're now saying, and that's only 17% of what's come in the Border Patrol numbers. And that's what we know about. So what's 17% of 300,000 now in the last year, roughly? I don't know. It's millions. Millions that have come in. There's the headline, caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep in the U.S. You can watch the video there, Infowars.com. If they can cover up millions of people being brought in and the government putting them on buses and little InfoWars has to go expose it, you know AP, Reuters, Fox News, all of them, the New York Times, they're all down there. They all know too. Don't you think Border Patrol's gone to them? They do go to them. Don't you think Tosh Plumlee went to Fox News first and CNN? Yes. They come to us because they know we will verify their story and then go with it. Why do you think federal marshals and state police come to us with secret documents on targeting the Liberty Movement? Because nobody else believed them. We weren't the first people they went to. But because we've been doing this so long, we now are the first people folks go to. And by the way, I don't like that responsibility. I am sick of this 20-year war I've been in. I'm not scared of these people. I get so angry at people like Ezekiel Emanuel and Gruber making jokes about Obamacare when it's got death panels for old people, for handicapped kids, for the veterans, and is screwing everybody over to shut the economy down and raping everybody's paycheck. It's like being mugged every month by these smiley-faced pieces of crap. And I'm sorry to be talking like that, but I mean, what won't we put up with in this country? I want that stinking Republican Party to repeal the whole thing right now, and I want criminal investigations. We have the criminals bragging about deceiving us in a giant screw job and deceiving Congress and not calling it a tax. Congress wasn't deceived. They played along. I want the people in this monumental screw job admitting they've committed deception for money in the public purse that will hurt the public good and kill people. I want them indicted. I am sick of watching the feds harass. There's an article out today about the feds harassing the Liberty Movement with CBS reporters and others talking about it. Is Barack Obama attempting to harass and intimidate media personalities on his enemy list? And then it just goes through the case. When we come back, I'm going to play the clip of Ezekiel Emanuel, you know, laughing and saying it's meant to wreck healthcare. You understand? They admit they want to destroy America and bankrupt you and your family, so you are totally dependent on them. And if that doesn't make you angry, something is wrong with you. It's time for America and the world to awaken.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking down on you, my laser's trace, everything you do. You think you private lies seek nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm elemental. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. I keep the cosmic free. That's the NSA screaming at you with their total surveillance, you and your family. All the data being used by the technocrats to corner humanity, to target us, to shut down the farms, to shut down the ranches, to shut down the industries, to shut down you and your family, to shut down the lemonade stands. All humet is being turned loose against the people of the planet as well by the globalists. But this is the key time for the globalists. Because their own minions, their own human servants, who on average believe they're doing what they're doing for the greater good, are now faced with, it's not end justifies the means, that the globalists plan to bring the world into a total and complete tyranny, an anti-human tyranny. That's what's going on. And they're so arrogant that people like Ezekiel Emanuel last year go on Fox News and say, yeah, the plan is to bankrupt healthcare and force it into a national healthcare system. Let me explain something to you socialists that want that. Have you actually lived in Europe or lived in England or Canada? They hate it. They dread it. It is a disaster by design. You really thought you'd get that free lottery ticket. You really thought you'd throw that Hail Mary and make it. You really think. They've already seduced the nation. The globalists have already taken over much of the planet. Now they're going to start cutting the chicken feet off because it's time to butcher. It's time to cull the herd. They're done. It's a post-industrial world. The world's being built to be savage and to have a reduction in the population. A fallen, failed world by design, because that's what the spirit of the world wants to build. Only the elites will have technology. Only the elites will have life extension. Only the elites will have life in the final equation. Imagine government with foreign corporations controlling it, running your health care, telling your doctor via a computer terminal what to do now as a social service agent of the system. Because until now, a lot of people in the social service system have not been bad. Now you'll be a biological robot that follows the computer's orders and the GPS in your car's orders. Or you will be relieved of your job. You're having your discretion taken away. And there is a great awakening happening, because if we don't fully awake, we will be overtaken by scientific evil. Now let's play the clip of Ezekiel Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff's brother, the doctor, who just wrote an article a few weeks ago for Time Magazine saying we should get rid of people by law at 75, basically. Here he is admitting what Obamacare was meant to do, a torpedo to bring down the system.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges, because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchange is that to close down the individual insurance market
over
time.
Insurance companies,
they wanted to move millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not why the president said.
Let me finish. Let me switch.
Another Lord of the Rings analogy, where Gandalf in the Fellowship of the Ring, the first one, goes in and is talking to Saruman. And he turns to him and he says, you must join with Sauron. It is the future. It's already happened. Nothing can stand in its way. See the future. There is only one way to go. That's what they always do. This is the way to go. World government and a microchip population is here. The population will be reduced, and you should join with the system and work and make yourself worthy so that you and your family can live in the new future world and one of the handful of affluent megacities. Join with the New World Order, and you can have the life extension. Join with it, and your family can be safe. Join with it, and you can be protected from the mob of the public that will tear you apart and doesn't want you and doesn't want to be helped. Join with world governance. It's who you belong with. I have been given that speech, but a little bit milder, about 8 times by powerful corporate heads, billionaires, you name it. I've even had the head of the Kissinger Group on once, Rothkopf, and I said it during the break. John Harmon heard it, but he also said it on air. We had to find the nerve to re-air it. I said, why'd you really come on here? And he goes, I just thought we could reach out to you and you'd be reasonable, Alex. You're in your own super class. You know, it's the person questioning things, and your capital's going to go up with the public as a lot of things happen. There's about to be a big power struggle. The future's set, though, Alex. So, And basically, they can just see the fact that what I'm saying is right, so they know that I'm going to rise in popularity as all this truth comes out. So they're saying, you go ahead and do that, but at the time, be ready to join us or be destroyed. Do you understand how real all this is? That I've been up in skyscrapers in L.A. and New York, in huge offices, back when I was making almost no money, but had a big audience and they could see the metric. And they said to me over and over again, it happened locally, happened in New York. It's a line. It's how they got everybody else to sell it. They said, you can be on this crusade. You have a power to reach through the microphone and grab people. People follow your spirit. They resonate with you, but you're not going anywhere on this crusade. Do you want to be a star up there with all the other stars? Do you want to be assured your place? We're the people that understand you and appreciate you. We don't want to destroy you. The public does want to destroy you. Join us. And that's what all these little piggy people have done. Ezekiel Emanuel and this Obama advisor, Jonathan Gruber, saying, oh, yeah, we lie to the public. Oh, yeah, we deceive them. And so we've got to deceive the media, too. Oh, you're let in on the lying. Do you understand the people running things put fluoride in the water to brain damage everybody? Do you really want to be in bed with those people? Do you feel safe trying to build a panopticonic, omnipresent, computer-assisted world government with elites that publicly meet constantly to try to bring in world government, merge with machines, and live forever? ABC News, London Guardian, it's just constant. I talked about it when it wasn't in public publications. It was in their own books and stuff, which you could say are public, but only read by them. Now it's everywhere. It's in the video games, the culture, because they're going operational. They're now entering the in-game stretch in the next 10, 20 years. We've held them back a lot, but this isn't a game. I told you Obama would come out and say that he was going to federalize the internet to protect it. So I'm going to break that down. That announcement's been made. Obama calls for the FCC to protect the internet. Kind of like the mafia 100 years ago in New York would say, somebody burnt down a grocery store a few weeks ago because they didn't pay for insurance from the family. You might want to, ask us to come in and hire some of our people, and we'll keep an eye on the place for you and pay us 20% of what you bring in. And we'll even shut down your competition, and you'll be part of the crew. So the FCC is going to come in and protect the internet. You're going to like, don't let me hurt you. Break your legs. You like your daughter? So, listen to me, you little punk. You're going to do what we say. We're going to break your legs. Next, you know what we're going to do. You like living like that? Well, you're about to, okay? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves, and you beg on your knees to be slaves while these fat, weak cowards sit up there on television and tell you they're lying to your family and tell you they're going to break your bank and bring you under their filthy control and put you in their government housing pens to run your life and bring you down and imprison your children, and you submit to it with pleasure. Well, not me, ever. Now let's go back to this clip of the loving little Trendy giggling and snickering with a group of academics about lying to everyone and how powerful it is to lie, how good they are. Oh, yes, here it is.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. and basically, you know, called the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's a second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
So lie to get something because you're the good guys, and that's a lie, too. We got Phyllis Schlafly coming up. Here is the headline. Obama says FCC should reclassify internet as a utility protected and run like water by the government. Oh, yes. And then they subdivide it and sell it off to special interest. And the inventor of the internet, no, it's not Al Gore, he's over in England. Others have said this plan worldwide is being pushed. They're trying to line it up right now with the Asian Pacific Partnership that cedes control to select corporations that then operate through government. That treaty's secret, but it got leaked last year, as you know. President Obama has come out in support of reclassifying internet service as a utility, a move that would allow the Federal Communications Commission, to enforce more robust regulations and protect net neutrality. Do you really believe that? Key robust regulations to put these protections in place. I'm asking the FCC to reclassify internet service under Title II of the new law known as Telecommunications Act. Obama says in a statement this morning, in plain English, you can keep your doctor if you want your doctor. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. You didn't build your business. It's always the same thing. In plain English, I'm asking the FCC to recognize that for most Americans, the internet has become an essential part of everyday communication and everyday life. Yeah, this is part of, this has been the plan for a decade. Free, quote, Wi-Fi that's paid for by taxpayers, but you have no rights on that Wi-Fi, and you can't get to InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com. That the White House officials have said they want to shut down, basically. So this is it. They're coming. Drums, drums, drums of the deep. They're moving on every front, but you know why they're moving on every front? Because what they're doing is horrible and evil, and it's failing on many fronts. And so they've got to have their little snakes come out and go, yeah, we lie. There are death panels. I could play Bill Gates saying, yeah, we're going to kill an old lady to give you 10 jobs. And the teachers, some of them are kind of smiling. They're like, ooh. But others are going, huh? Because they understand, oh, yeah, we're going to kill somebody to give you a job. Yeah, right. You make jobs by taking care of people. You make jobs by caring about everybody. The economy is just people dealing with each other and having industry, not regulated and run by central government. They want to, it's so incredible to have Hillary come out and say, businesses don't hire people. Everybody knows it's government. And she couldn't even look at the crowd when she said it. She was just looking down because the psych warfare chiefs have told them overthrow reality. The voters are dumbed down, but they know we're lying now. So be so bold that you just psychologically inoculate them to cuckoo bird behavior. And I mean, I've read their psyops. They're public. Just like they're publicly saying they're lying to you. What do you do when it comes out that they've got tens of thousands of veterans who won't get leg surgery, won't get heart surgery, won't get brain surgery, won't get skin cancer removed? They go and they say, here's some pills. And they're in a database to not give them care. Because they've decided you don't have a quality of life. They've decided you're dangerous. You're a weapon that's obsolete. They're moving on to drones and robots now. And they don't want old weapons left laying around. And you're being murdered. And you're going to be hunted down when all this comes down. You're officially the enemy with the younger soldiers and the younger police that are being trained to hunt you down. This is just a high-tech version of what the Soviets and the Nazis and the Chinese communists and Fidel Castro and every other nutball did. Do you think they like the men that bring them to power? You think Hitler did? You think they like having you around, these little cowardly people? They hate you. They want total control because they don't like wealth. They don't like power. They don't like success. Do you think they like strong, hardcore men who've killed a bunch of people? You think they actually like the real instrument? They fear you. They hate you. They shake. They're going to destroy you. So you go ahead and you serve them, and you sell your family out, and you sell your name out, and you sell your soul out, because I guess they are God. Little, weak professors on television admitting they screwed everybody to rape America. Is that really who we are? Is that really what we've become? To bow to a bunch of lying scum in suits. Because I'm telling you, that's what it is. All you got to do is wake up and get angry and start making moves against them politically in different ways and spreading the word. And having moral authority on your side when they giggle and snap and laugh at you like the city officials do here. We bring up fluoride in the water or roadless, you know, warrantless checkpoints taking blood. They giggle and laugh like you don't have power because they're totally scared. It's a confidence game like with a lion. The lion tamers have to act totally confident, beat that lion, keep it under submission, dominate it. Because if you ever want to show fear one time when your head's in its mouth, snap like a bear trap on your head. And you've got this little pot-bellied lion tamer with their little whip, and we're this giant 70 trillion pound lion just rah, human liberty, freedom, honor, everything, and they've got this little whip with us bowing to them as they beat us on the head. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm not afraid of them. These people will hold our species back. They will screw everything that our ancestors fought and died to survive through hell to pass on a baton to us to have a future. And I'm telling you from the foundations of the earth, these people were not meant to succeed and dominate greater men and women. So I'm here to beg God to give me the strength and the words to unlock the spirit of humanity with a huge awakening to bring these people down forever and to bind them for hell.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen. Obamacare is now moving to the Internet. Federal regulation and control written for select corporations right out of the FCC to shut down all their competition. And Republican leaders, to their credit, have now come out with statements that will cover some of Phyllis Schlafly in the next hour, saying that it is Obamacare for the Internet. That's what Ted Cruz has come out and said. So I like Ted Cruz. He knows what he's talking about. We told you this a long time ago. It's how they control major governments. Ex-MI6 chief Peter Heyman, named as VIP who sexually abused boys at Dolphin Square apartment complex near Parliament. And that's how they blackmail folks, is they'll only put pedophiles, especially in England, in the highest positions. Heyman was a member of the Pedophile Information Exchange. The former deputy director of MI6, Peter Heyman, sexually abused young boys in an apartment complex near Parliament. An alleged victim has claimed Heyman died in 92, was investigated by police in 78 for possessing inappropriate literature, but was not prosecuted. And remember, Savelle was hanging out with the royal family and was found with secret rooms and molested hundreds of people. But it's a lot. And again, David Icke spoke about him a decade before it came out. That's the thing about David Icke. So much of that stuff he said, I would, like, delay him on air a few times, like 10 years ago. I would say, hit the delay. And we would hit the delay when he would say some stuff because I didn't even want it on air. I was like, how could he be naming former prime ministers and people and stuff, slitting children's throats? And then it just more and more of it starts to come out. It's very scary stuff, folks. Very scary stuff. I got really mad earlier, and instead of just yelling and screaming, I got in my controlled rage mode. And people say, man, that guy's radical. Really? We're in this predicament because people think being screwed and robbed and laughed at publicly is not something to get upset about. Imagine if I walked to your house every month and at gunpoint demanded, you know, hundreds of dollars more out of your wallet. You would fight me, and you should, but foreign banks took over the government and wrote Obamacare to rob you and your family. And it's just no big deal. They just don't care that people just think it's your job to be broken and raped by these people. And I'm not talking about our audience in general. I'm talking about the general public is in a trance. They know they're being lied to. They know they're being cheated, but they don't believe they can change it. They're totally passive, like spectators. We have to get out of that mode and get into what Thomas Jefferson talked about, the animating contest of liberty. So that's all coming up in the next hour. Condoleezza Rice says the world isn't listening to us because of Obama. Police department wish list included which assets to steal and seize and what they're looking for, New York Times. Just total corruption coming in. Winston Churchill had a bid with a U.S. senator and president to nuke Russia during the Cold War, FBI file show. He pretty much gave speeches saying that, but yeah, that's well known. Rush Limbaugh threatens the Sioux Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Employment situation improves in October except for African Americans. That's just some of what we're going to be covering in the next hour. Briefly, I don't like to have to tell you this, but we did not budget in enough money to produce enough product for InfoWarsLife.com. And then it takes upwards of 12 weeks to make some of the products, source it, to go through all the testing, to get all the certifications. We follow the absolute letter of the law and regulations. Most people don't. We jump through every hoop, have lawyers that look at it, top lawyers, you name it. We're running out of everything. You know, we've been sold out of OccuPower for months. We're sold out of Silver Bullet. We're almost sold out of Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. We're almost sold out of DNA Force. We're almost sold out of Survival Shield X2 Iodine, where we are basically sold out of OccuPower, but 2,000 more bottles comes tomorrow. Basically, if you want to get any of the products the way things are going, you need to get them now. The Bio Defense Pack, that's about to sell out. All of it's about to sell out. The highest quality supplements out there, just amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you. in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.